If you would, turn the Bible this morning to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Let's go to him in prayer. Lord, we do love you. And we thank you that you first loved us. We give you praise this morning. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak to us this morning through your precious word now. And Lord, that we will not be barren, but Lord, that we will be producers, Lord, of much fruit for your glory. And again, I ask it in the sweet name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Allow me to read this to you this morning. There was a farmer and a tree. The farmer says, "Good morning, tree. How are you doing today?" The tree says, "Just fine, farmer. My, isn't it a lovely morning?" The farmer, "Yes, it is, except for one thing. Where's your fruit? I see all your nice green foliage and your sturdy trunk and root system, but where is your fruit?" The tree, "Master, you will notice I am more firmly anchored than any tree in the orchard. I have the most beautiful leaves to be seen anywhere. I have no broken, sagging branches or scuff marks from workman's shoes on my limbs." The farmer says, "That's well and good. But I planted you for a purpose of bearing fruit, not to look pretty and preserve yourself. Suppose all of my trees had your attitude. Why have you not produced fruit?" The tree says, "I tried bearing fruit once a few years ago. Some of the beautiful fruit I worked so hard to produce fell to the ground and became rotten. The odor was terrible. My limbs would bend and break, and in the effort, my whole system was strained. It was all one tree could stand. Then the workmen came and climbed my tender limbs and snapped my branches with their rapid strokes. To top it all, I produced the most fruit of any tree in the orchard, and I didn't get any glory. No, I am content to stay right here and leave fruit bearing to some other tree. After experiences like these, what do you expect?" The farmer says, "I expect that you will make some beautiful logs for my fireplace." Bearing fruit. You know, as Christians, we're called to bear fruit. And that's what Jesus is telling us here in this passage of Scripture in the Gospel of John, that every one of us are to produce fruit. Let's get in the Scriptures now. Chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus says, "I am." The seventh "I am" statement that he says about himself in the Gospels, the seventh one. And it goes all the way back to the "I am" of Exodus. And he says in this "I am" statement, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." So God calls us to be fruit bearers, to produce fruit, to live productive Christian lives. Not to be a Christian on just Sundays or just be a Christian at 11 o'clock on Sundays. But he calls us to live productive Christian lives. You know, one of the reasons for being a Christian is to have a walk, close relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we're in that vine, we will be producers of fruit. But notice one of the first things he says about producing fruit, that he prunes us to produce fruit. Now, we don't like that, do we? That's uncomfortable to be pruned. But any good gardener can tell you, or a fruit producer can tell you, that you must prune the plants for it to really produce good fruit and a lot of fruit. But we don't like the pruning. It takes for us to be in God's Word, and it takes time, but it takes for us to get in God's Word, to have a close relationship through prayer. Does prayer take time? Yes. All these things that take time, and who's busy in here? If you have a busy life, raise your hand. I think all of us are busy. But the things that takes time for us to cut away the worldliness, the carnality from our Christian lives, it takes time, and it takes staying in God's Word and having a close relationship through prayer with the Lord Jesus. And it takes time. Just like to produce fruit, there are stages that plant or tree has to go through. You know, it's the winter time. If it's a tree, those roots grow deep. Then the spring, it takes, you know, budding, and then there's a flower, and then it takes something, you know, a bee or something to come along to pollinate, or the wind. And then there's that fruit, and it's small at first. But the more time it takes for that fruit tree to have sunshine and rain and good soil and proper pruning, what happens? That small fruit that was nothing on that branch at all during the winter becomes a fruit, a ripe fruit. So it takes time on our part to want to produce fruit. Do you want to? That's a question. And, you know, we better want to, because you know what? We're fixing to read a little further about what happens to the branches that does not produce fruit. But it takes pruning. Sometimes hardships in life and struggles in life is pruning for us to grow in our faith so that we can produce fruit. Do we like that? No. But those trials and those struggles are for our benefit. They're for our benefit. So Jesus says that he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Look in verse 3 with me. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now I read that verse and said that Jesus must have, the apostles must have put that verse out of place. There it is, you know, talking about pruning a tree and producing fruit. And then he talks about us, we're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. But, you know, it's in the context of producing fruit. You see, the fruit is clean because of the word. Now, when we go and pick a fruit, like if you go pick a plum from a plum tree, what do? You wash it or wipe it off real good, don't you? Okay? Or when you buy fruit in a store, what do? You wash that fruit, don't you? Because you don't want to eat the poisons or whatever may crawl across that fruit before you consume it. Now, our fruit, you know, when we bear fruit, there's only certain ways that a Christian can actually bear fruit, spiritual fruit. And the only way, one of the only ways you can bear spiritual fruit is to be in God's Word. If you're not in God's Word, studying it, meditating it, and digesting it, you're not going to produce good fruit to start with. But when you're in God's Word, the fruit that you will produce is clean. Why? Because that Word of God, it cleanses us. A metaphor for God's Word is water. So we're clean by being in God's Word when we produce fruit. Now, verse 4, Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me." So if we're not in Jesus, there's no spiritual fruit. Amen? You can do all you want to or call it good or bad or whatever, but unless you are in the vine, Jesus Christ, you are not producing spiritual fruit. You must be in Christ. If you're producing some fruit without Jesus Christ, it's rotted. It's rotted. It's no good. Because the fruit we produce gives glory to the Father. Amen? So we got to be in Jesus. Verse 5, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." That's Jesus speaking. Now, you can say God all you want to, and that could be any God, but to produce Christian spiritual fruit, it must be about Jesus. Amen? So, abiding in the vine, he says, "I am. I am the vine. I am the vine that you cannot produce anything unless you're connected to me." So without Jesus, there's no good fruit. Now, there are all types, it seems, of things happening concerning fruit in the church, bearing fruit. You know, when you think about it, there are fruit consumers in the church. Fruit consumers. They don't bear fruit themselves, but they consume the fruit. They consume it. Also, there's fruit inspectors. You ever met a fruit inspector? You know, they inspect everything and everybody. Don't produce fruit themselves, but, you know, they inspect everything and everybody, and they're fruit inspectors. Also, there's fruit flies. You know what a fruit fly does? It doesn't show up till there's a stink. They show up. Then there's fruit of the loom. A fruit of the loom sneaks up behind you and gives you great discomfort. Sneak up to you. Should I mention the Fruit Loops? Leave family out of this? Was that someone talk? Oh, never mind. I won't say nothing. Fruit Loops. Fruit. And I tell you what, unless you're connected to that vine, this is the kind of fruit you'll be. Not produce any, but you'll start noticing what other people are or what they're doing, and you just wind up focusing on everything else except keeping your eyes on Jesus and being connected to Him. We got to be in the vine. Because we cannot produce spiritual fruit unless we're in Jesus. A close walk with Him. Let's read on. Verse 6. "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." You see, this is the alternative. The alternative. unless you are in a close walk with Christ, the alternative is, you ready? You become useless. You become useless to kingdom work. You become useless to bearing fruit for the glory of the Father. Does any one of us want to become useless? No, we don't. No, we don't. But this is the alternative. When you don't stay connected with Jesus and bearing fruit and being pruned for His glory, we become useless. In sports language, you're benched. You're the one that says, man, if I would have been out there, I would have done this or that. Well, you're sitting on the bench. You're not even out there. That's the alternative. We don't want that. Verse 7. If you abide in me, Jesus says, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Again, we got to stay within context. The context is bearing fruit. This doesn't mean you can name and claim anything that you want, but it's within context of bearing fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. Being connected to Him, because He is the vine, and bearing fruit for the glory of the Father. That's the context. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So bearing fruit. You ready? Get a pen, jot these scriptures down. About bearing fruit for the glory of the Father. First of all, the whole passage is about what? Being in the vine. Abiding in Jesus and Jesus abiding in us. So to produce fruit, to bear much fruit, abide in Jesus and Jesus in you. Secondly, to produce fruit, the Scriptures abiding in us. Again, he says, we're clean by the Word. And he says, verse 7, and my words abide in you. So being in God's Word, Psalms chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Meditating, his delight is meditating upon the law of the Lord, being in God's Word. So to produce fruit, get in the Word. Number 3, when we do these two things, he says, we will bear much fruit. Well, what kind of fruit should we bear? Galatians chapter 5, very quickly, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit, remember Christ in us, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now remember, can we produce fruit without the vine? Absolutely not. The branch can't do it. So we must be connected to that vine so that the Holy Spirit of God produces the fruit in us. Can we love like what Miss Linda shared with us about a while ago on our own? Absolutely not. But the Holy Spirit of God in us and through us, then we can love, have that brotherly love and brotherly kindness. But if you're not connected to the vine, you become useless. Useless and produce no fruit. So we will bear much fruit. Another is 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter reminds us to be diligent about this fruit. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Listen to verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the fruit of the Spirit, here in 2 Peter, the fruit of faith, that we will not be barren, but fruitful, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So why do we want to produce this fruit? And what kind of fruit? Fruit of Spirit, fruit of faith, but it's for a purpose. The application of this, there is a purpose for it all. You ready for it? And that is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Turn with me there. This is the reason that we want the Holy Spirit of God to have free reign in our hearts and lives. This is why we want Him to produce His fruit in us and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ in our faith. By having this fruit and nurturing it and growing it and fertilizing it by being in the Word and being connected to Jesus through prayer, there is a reason for it. And this is it. Verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That's the reason. See, we have a mission. There's a reason for us to produce fruit, and that is to be a witness. And how can we be a witness? Only by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, which produces this fruit in us because we're connected to Jesus. Amen? That's the fruit we need to produce. We don't want to produce rotten fruit. We don't want to produce withered fruit. But we want to produce good and much fruit. And we can't do it by ourselves. We must be in Christ. And again, he says, I'm back now in John chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Let the Father be glorified. Disciples making disciples. So the question is this morning, are you producing fruit? If you want to be a fruit inspector, inspect your own fruit. The Bible tells us to judge ourselves. Allow the Word of God to judge us. Are you producing fruit, or are you one of those other type of fruit consumers? Are you producing fruit? If you're not, you need to ask yourself this question. Do I know Jesus first and foremost? Have I ever been connected to that vine? And child of God, I know you can go through dry seasons. You can go through times where the soil is just not fertilized like it ought to be. You need to fall on your face before our holy, loving Savior, and ask again to let you get off that bench, or to ask again to let you produce fruit through His power and strength. We don't want to be useless. Let's produce fruit. Let's pray. Lord, Lord, what a very serious time in our church. A time that we do see you working in hearts and lives of people around us. And Lord, sometimes we miss out on all the wonderful, wonderful things that you're doing, because we're not connected like we ought to be to you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we can reconnect and refocus so that we can produce fruit for your glory. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.